My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Minister, Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. NEPA products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I've got a special, very special treat for us, and very excited to have him back. It's been too long. It's just been too long, but we're here, and I'm so glad for that. I want to welcome to the program Scott Lively. Scott, welcome. It's so great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Brother, it has been too long, and I'm so glad to be back with you again.
Man, I'm excited to have you back. You've been in the censorship boat. I've been banned on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook several times. I'm back up there. Twitter, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, I'm banned for life.
Well, it started for me with PayPal and then Stripe. They were hitting me on the financial side, and then total cancellation by YouTube. But Facebook, surprisingly, I've never been banned from Facebook. it's the same stuff. I post all the same stuff there.
Right. I got banned. We've been putting out a lot of articles now, and one of the articles we put out was that there have been almost $3 billion in payments made for vax injuries over the last couple of decades. And Twitter decided that, oh no, we can't have you telling that story because that's false information. Even though the evidence, I mean, it's all out there in public. The everything in the article is sourced from public sources, but you can't.
They're fully exposed at this point. This really, Twitter is an extension of the CIA or one of the other alphabet organizations, and always has been. And I think Elon Musk's, even though he's a mixed bag, what he's done in exposing the whole thing is really remarkable. But I'm hoping to see it kind of crash and Trump's Truth Social take off in its place.
You know, one of them is going to. I'm on Clout Hub and Getter right now. I haven't started actually live broadcasting on Truth as of yet. And of course, then I'm also on TECN TV, and that player is up on my website at TECNTV.com, which is where folks can be watching us live right now. As a matter of fact, yeah, absolutely.
If you are watching live, I'm actually in my studio now. We had a thunderstorm about a week ago, and it wiped out the power in my studio. So actually, I've got the window coverings off and the door open to get enough light in here. And I'm running, I'm doing this interview using the battery power of my laptop tethered to my phone.
Wow.
Through this for cell service. You know, amazing technology. Imagine this, right? This is, Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. You know, the whole idea of going back in the past with technology. We are so rich in terms of the technology that we have, that it's even the poorest person on planet Earth, you know, you send them back 500 years and they'd be a god.
Absolutely. It's really is quite remarkable. Well, what you're doing is what I did a number of times early on when I went to CPAC. Was my laptop, and then because the internet was so poor on Radio Row and so sketchy, that I actually used my hotspot of my phone in order to be able to get out so that people could actually watch it without, you know, that irritating buffering that you...
I'm at a point where I just basically have my own schedule. Mm-hmm. And I do things when I feel like doing them. I mean, I have a Brighty on TV morning show on Sundays, and I do a weekly live stream of our freestyle Bible study, and then I do a prophecy and politics sort of cultural show. Those are pretty much locked in, but everything else I do, it's just kind of off the cuff, and I haven't tied myself down too much. To schedule like a regular broadcaster.
Yeah, well, and I'm right now I've got that ball and chain thing going on, and we'll see. You know, it's as you and I both know, how the Lord leads is what we're going to do.
Amen.
And God's ultimately God's the boss, and He has you right where He wants you to be, and He has me right where He wants me to be. And I'm just grateful we're able to get together and do this together today. And so let's get to, I want to get to the cultural thing, because that is something that you have been heavily involved in talking about for a number of years. And really, in particular, when you wrote, you know, the pink swastika. And it's interesting when you look at that history and now look at what's happening and the influences of what's going on. Right here, right now, the genderfication of our children, the drag queens in school, the 4-year-olds being forced to consider anal sex. I mean, this is exactly what your book described was happening in Germany under the cover of darkness.
right? Germany was the dress rehearsal for a lot of this. So much of the evil in the world has sort of had its germ in Germany. And the pink swastika focused on homosexuality in the Nazi Party, but it really showcased the mentality of the eugenicists, right? That's the aspect that's rarely talked about with Hitler and the Nazis, is Hitler was like the ultimate eugenicist, and he was arm in arm with the eugenicists of the U.S., Kellogg, Rockefeller, Margaret Sanger. They were all cooperating in league with each other, not Hitler per se, but his team, and then the Third Reich really, sort of perfected the implementation of the eugenic philosophy. Eugenics being the idea of human self perfection through on the positive eugenics is through breeding to make better human beings, and the negative side is culling the people that you don't want more of, and that's where we are right now. This is now 80 years later, however many years later, really it's a century later, because it started big time in the 20s in Germany. The 20s were created Nazism. They created this whole fascism versus communism, false choice, right? Mm-hmm. The same people, mm-hmm. With slightly different emphases, and that now a century later, here we are again. All the things that you look at the Bolshevik Revolution just precedes this by just a little bit, and that's really what Germany then started. That's the battlefield shifted to Germany, where the Russian communists, Bolsheviks, were pushing into Germany and trying to take over Germany from the socialists of the Weimar government, and the Nazi fascists were sort of raised up by the socialists to fight the communists.
And can I insert something, Scott, that's interesting, and I'd love your thoughts on this, because I know that you are a student of all of this history. And that was, remember that it was the German theologians that began to deconstruct Christianity about 50 to 60 years before all of this, thus leaving the church disarmed to be able to address these two ideologies.
Exactly, you're exactly right. And from the mid 1800s, there was this incredible spiritual phenomenon that was taking place in Germany, we cover that to a certain extent in the pink swastika, but that was when the occultism, right? Occultism was rising. Christianity came under attack from within, right? Theological fifth columnists inside Christendom began attacking the idea of the inerrancy of Scripture, the reliability of the Scripture regarding miracles, etc.
Right, the deity of Christ, who he actually was, whether or not his claims were real. Oh, maybe Jesus actually had a family, and he lived beyond the cross, and he had a wife and kids.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. Yeah, yeah. All that kind of stuff.
So the devil always works both sides of the street, you know. On the one hand, he's pushing occultism, and on the other hand, he's got his people, the tares inside of the church, that are pushing, for the Christians to adopt the worldly perspective on things. Right. And that's what happened. My column that's running, tonight, it'll be running on WorldNet Daily, only Christianity can defeat Marxism. And it really is an analysis of the false choice of conservatism and progressivism, right? Conservatism is essentially an invention of the Marxists. This whole conservative progressive paradigm that we have sort of accepted, it's guaranteed to advance the Marxist tide of history, because it's the progressives that have an agenda and have a vision. And it's the conservatives, anyone who actually accepts the label of as a conservative and lives by it, is nothing but a foot dragger on the same path, following, three steps behind the progressives and giving in to what they had promoted a generation before. And that's why today, even in the church, but throughout the conservative movement especially, you've got all these people that are now in favor of gay marriage, at the same time as they're fighting tooth and nail against transgenderism for a while, until that gets normalized and their kids you know, if we last that long, yeah. are going to be fully on board with all of it. That's the real error. We gave up the progressive vision of Christianity,
right.
the shining city on a hill,
right.
in exchange for this secularized version of traditionalism.
This is so interesting. Now, and folks, please understand, Scott and I have not spoken since, what, 2015?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
Right? I mean, something along
that.
No, because we talked since my accident. We talked like in 2020. So it's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is, and I just preached, because God's had me preaching on this since the accident, and really putting this together, is the words, "It is finished." And that one of the greatest lies that the church has bought into is, "I'm a sinner saved by grace." And I want to talk to you about that and why I believe that's a lie and how it aligns with the AA statement. "Hi, my name is Bob and I'm an alcoholic, even though I haven't touched a drop of liquor in 40 years.
It's been almost 40 years for me.
Well, actually, there's a connection.
1986.
There's a connection. So hang on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Scott Lively is with me. Folks, you don't want to miss this. And please, please share this right now. Your friends need to hear what we're about to talk about.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. "Where did this robbery occur?" the dispatcher asks. "At pump number 7, says the man. "Can you describe them?" "Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles." We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body. cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Scott Lively, is with me. And I really want to encourage you, Scott Lively Ministries, he does several different podcasts that you can subscribe to, as well as get onto his email list. I'm on his email list. I get all of his messages and all of his emails. And actually, I'll tell you, Scott, what caused me specifically to reach out to you was the one that you did on marijuana, which I thought was just incredibly insightful.
About very few people address that.
Yeah, about helping people to understand the dangers of marijuana. And again, you know, as you said, there's a very small area of medical marijuana potential usage for some very, very specific issues.
Right.
But there's limited
legitimate use.
Yes.
As all the plants, you know, God gave us the plants for medicine.
Right.
What's really going on is they're using medical marijuana as a stepping stone to recreational use, because George Soros wants the whole country stoned. And, you know, he's the guy that started this like 30 years ago. He funded the first legitimization of marijuana, first normalization. And then he's about 80% of the battles since then have been funded by George Soros. And anything with his fingerprints on it is dirty.
Well, and the irony is that everybody, and Brandon Darby, who has now basically retired from all of this stuff, and I appreciate that. He's raising his daughter, and he's raising his family, and he fought this fight on the border, and people weren't paying attention to what they needed to pay attention to. But he said, if you legalize marijuana, all that's going to happen is that the cartels are going to come up, and now they're not going to have to bring the pot across the border. They're not going to line it with the meth like they've been lining it, because they can grow a higher grade of pot, and they're going to take it and sell it into all the states that don't legalize it, and they're going to make a whole lot more money off the pot by doing it that way. Plus, they're going to change over, and human trafficking is going to become their major source of income, and everything that he said would happen is exactly what's happened.
Well, in addition to that, and I think the primary reason is that habitual pot usage, and I was a pothead for 14 years. It was my drug of choice, and it's highly, highly psychologically addictive. I mean, all this talk that marijuana is not addictive, that's just crap. It is highly addictive, and you can't break free from it like some of the other drugs, because the THC stores up in your fat cells and keeps releasing even when you go on the wagon,
right.
It keeps releasing and it keeps triggering physiological triggers,
yep.
To go back and use some more. And it was a terrible battle that I fought with it. And the bottom line is marijuana makes you stupid. It makes you stupid. It makes you think you're a genius when you're high. You know, a creative genius. But then when you read your notes you wrote when you were high, they're the most inane and the foolish ideas, right? And you live that. And then and it robs you of initiative. It sort of steers you into sort of frivolities, intellectual frivolities and self-indulgence. Yeah. And it robs your initiative to actually do anything productive. And that's exactly what the left wants,
right.
Of the serfs in America.
Right. Right. 100%. They want it. Well, and this goes to the indoctrination in the education system and the dumbing down and the ability to stop us from using critical reasoning and logic and so on.
You can't do that if you're high. You can't think critically and the kids, you cannot learn anything when you're high. So you got all these American kids from coast to coast that are smoking dope before they go to school. And that, and it's just a waste from that point on. And then they come down in the middle of the day and they're walking around like zombies, you know, with fatigue and brain fog. Yeah. There's no way that they can succeed with that, especially the black kids in the inner cities where it's so easy to get. Half their parents are stoned out of their mind half the time already. And it's the huge factor. It's like the title of the piece, you can get scottlively.net. Go to it. You can read it there. The title is The Skunk Factor.
Yep.
Right? And it goes to this sort of, you know, want to understand why there's a labor shortage? It isn't just the money coming from welfare. That helps a lot because all these people are stoned. Right? Yep. They want to stay home and stay high, and the government is letting them do it and giving them welfare checks.
Yep.
So that's how they're living. That's why there's no clerks in the stores. It's marijuana is the biggest factor in that.
Yeah, it really is. It's incredibly dangerous. We're going to run out of time here and not even get to this other topic that I wanted to get to. But you know what? I've got space open later this week, so hopefully I can get you back on the program later this week. We'll get that booked. And because I really want to talk to you about the impact looking forward now, having written the Pink Swastika, which was, what, 20, 30 years ago now?
1995, we published the first edition.
Okay, so
in San Francisco, at a conference of NARTH, the National Association for the Research and Therapy of Homosexuality, the core
right.
of the ex-gay movement in the medical community.
Yeah, so 27 years ago is when this book was published. And you could easily have written this thing 6 months ago about where we are in our country right now. That's the thing that's scary and that's so dangerous to me about what we need to understand. And when you watch a Biden stand there and attack, quote unquote, MAGA, what he's saying is if you are into traditional family values, you're a terrorist. That's scary. Back with more coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very shortly here, we will be joined by Mr. Scott Powell. It's the Scott Hour is what it is. So we had Scott Lively was on with us, and now we're joined by Scott Powell. And it's my fault that he's probably not sitting right there. Because of the fact that I was a little bit long-winded with Mr. Lively, and so I held things over. So my sincerest apologies. I think I hear him coming back. There he is. Hey, my apologies. I was just explaining to the audience. I was a little long-winded. I hadn't seen my previous guest in several years. And so we kind of went a little bit over with our conversation in between, and my apologies to you, Scott, for delaying our connection. But it's so wonderful to see you again on this glorious Labor Day.
Yes, it is. It surely is. Yes.
And I know in rediscovering America, you know, and actually Scott, one of the things that Scott and I talked a little bit about, Scott Lively and I talked about, was the impacts of marijuana on the workforce, and essentially that, you know, there's a lot of folks that are, you know, token and smoking, and they don't want to work now because. Who wants to work when you're kind of just, you know, in the Netherland? Sorry, no offense to the people in the Netherlands, but at any rate, but you know, there is an issue. We have a workforce, quote unquote, shortage, but it's really not a lack of people. It's a lack of willingness to work and understanding, you know, coming in at the ground level and earning your way up and working your way up and essentially the American ideals that made our country great. Now I'm opening up the floor. Go right ahead. Sorry.
Well, you know, Labor Day is a rather unique holiday, but it's a vague holiday. It doesn't have the clarity of that so many other holidays has. And so I felt that this article, and it's really out of a chapter in the book, provides a more complete narrative of what the holiday is all about. And we could start, Pastor Greg, with referring to the Bible. And I did a word search in the Bible, and I found that the word work came up more times than many other Christian virtue terms that would include joy, faith, hope, love, even prayer. I think the only words that came up with greater frequency were heaven and also give. To give was one of the most common words in Scripture. So really what it's saying is that work is part of God's design for us, that we were Amen. Created and designed to work, and that we find meaning and dignity from our work. And blessed is the person who can work at what he loves to do. I would put you in that category, Pat.
Okay. I am blessed to be able to do this and to share wonderful people like Scott with my audience, and to share these very important topics and understand what these things are. To answer our call, right? Everybody has a call. And I think we should honor, I think Labor Day gives us an opportunity also to honor every call, whether it's, customer service on the phone, whether it's, working the counter at the burger place, whether it's, waitressing, whether it's, the CEO of the company or the guy that produces the product that the CEO is responsible for the oversight of the organization as a whole. Every single one of those individuals within the organization is critical to the success of the organization.
That's true. That's true. And even if we're doing somewhat of a menial task, and that's true for a lot of people, their work is repetitive. They're doing the same thing over and over again. Still, the reality is that God is, when we have a relationship with God, God delights in our doing a job well done. And that we ourselves can find delight in doing a good job and completing the work as best we can. And when we, when we end our day and go home, we have a sense of, yeah, I put in a good day's work.
But I think the other piece to that, too, is because I hear menial, and maybe I'm not trying to become a Marxist here, but when I hear the idea of menial, folks understand that what you're doing is important, and the fact that you don't have to carry what you do. The CEO, and I've been the CEO of several companies and organizations, and when you're that guy, you're never off. Everybody's like, oh, look at the perks and the this and the that. Okay, that's fine, except for this. When it all comes crashing down, it's the head of the CEO that it crashes down on. And he's never, look at this poor guy that just took a dive 18 stories. Okay? The CFO, because he was going to have to end the livelihoods of all of these people. And I'm sure he had done everything he could think to do, because he understands that every one of those individuals whose livelihoods are ended, every store that's closed, Bed Bath and Beyond I'm talking about, every store that's closed represents individuals in that store who now don't have a check, who now can't pay rent, can't buy food, can't keep their kids in schools if they were in private school. I mean, there's so many ramifications, and I just tell you folks that as someone who's been in an executive position in organizations, if you really hold, if you get it, if you know what it is, then that's all right here, and it's all right here, and you go to sleep with it at night, and you wake up with it in the morning, and you're never free of it, ever, Scott.
Yeah, I've been in that position too. It the more responsibility you have in any organization, but certainly in a business, the more, in a way, the more weight you're carrying.
Yeah.
And so
the reverse of that I'm suggesting is this. So for the person who goes to work, does their 8 hours, punches the clock, and goes home, and now you get to be who you need to be with your family. You get to be who you need to be, perhaps in your church, in your community, what have you. Hey, that's a blessing, man. That's a blessing, okay? And that you get to have, you know, a wage that allows you to be able to enjoy that time and be impactful in that time. Again, everybody is serving their purpose, and it's not menial, it's significant. That's my point.
Yeah, no, good point, Greg, Pastor Greg.
You know, that's all. That's all I'm trying to say. And that is what made has made America exceptional, is everyone embracing their part and then everybody doing their role and their part within their community. That's really what made us unique, was understanding that we all bore that burden in a different way, but we all bore it.
Yes, yes, yeah, absolutely true. You know, in some ways, Labor Day is also just it's really the celebration of the American people, and it isn't just labor per se, the worker, but I felt that it was important to create a broader narrative of Labor Day, because without the, you know, without the job creators, there are no jobs for the workers.
Yep.
And sometimes we forget that the entrepreneur, the leader of the business who creates the jobs that you just described very well, Pastor Greg, as carrying a burden, he's in the picture of Labor Day, in the traditional picture, he's neglected. The jobs
right.
are taken for granted.
Right.
Well, there's, you know, we're celebrating the worker. Well, the worker wouldn't have a job were it not for the leader, the entrepreneur, the visionary who stepped forward to create that job.
Well, and that visionary is somewhat vilified in a lot of the terms that we're seeing today, especially in progressivism, communism, socialism, right? It's you know, they're considered, oh, the, you know. We understand when I talk about elites, I'm talking about individuals that are taking from the people that are creating the wealth and taking from the people that are helping work within that environment, and they're stealing from everybody, and they're not doing anything except stealing. That's the communist. Yeah, that's the communist elite.
You just described what socialism is and what it does.
There you go. All right, we got to take a break. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Legal products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And, you know, hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So Scott and I were kind of kicking some things around. So I was just getting ready to tell you. So Hilo was a big thing because, you know, I used to watch Miami Heat, you know, in the 80s. All right. Yeah. And so this was in the late 90s that I was there through from 95 till about 2000. I was, you know, around the Lauderdale area quite a bit. And I had a good friend who lived there. She still does live in that area. And, so she took me one time when I was out there for business. She's like, well, I was like, man, she's just the, you know, the Hilo game, right? You know, the guys and the, you know, throwing the, you know, the 90 some odd mile an hour or 100 mile an hour, you know, ball with the stick and all that. And I thought, hey, it'd be kind of cool to go to a Hilo game and just kind of check it out. And she's like, all right. So we went, and she took me to check out a Hilo game. It was kind of a neat experience. It's kind of a weird game, right?
It is. It's unique to this part of the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that they played anywhere else.
No, I have never heard of it anywhere else. It's like polo in a box.
Yes.
Right? it's kind of like polo inside of a glass box. And it's very unique. And anyway. All right. A bit off topic. Well, maybe not. You know, a lot of labor generated by the Hilo games, right? A lot of people that, you know, work in the industry and entertainment and all the different aspects that are part of a sporting venue.
Yeah, when you think about it, I mean, think about the movie theaters today. They're struggling. They probably make less revenue from the ticket sales because they have to pay for the film, and the audiences are sometimes very small.
Right.
So ticket sales are not really making them any money. It's the concessions that make them make the money, and that's why popcorn can cost $8 or $10.
Yeah, that's some really expensive corn right there, huh?
and we kind of accept that when you go to the movies, you're gonna pay up for the concessions because that's just the way it is,
right?
Yeah, that's where the doors stay open, and we could lose the movie theater if we don't, you know, find a way to support it.
Right, right. No, absolutely, absolutely. All right, so we were talking about this. You know, about labor and the importance of it, and then I think we got into a little bit of talking about Marxism and socialism and the role that is playing in trying to basically, while pretending to support the worker, the reality is that it does the exact opposite.
Yes. Yeah, in socialism, of course, you know, the fundamentals of economic activity are based on labor, and that's what we celebrate on Labor Day. But there's also property, and there's capital. Those three elements are the foundation of economic activity. You've got to have capital, you've got to have labor, and you have to have property for the business to exist, to run. That provides the foundation for all the other actors to work freely, I might add. That would be the visionary, the entrepreneur, the labor, but all the other actors, the financiers, the marketing, the sales force and so forth and so on are all all come together on this foundation to deliver to the customer a product that they want. So this narrative about capitalism, that it's a system based on greed, is really a false narrative because it really, capitalism is based on offering goods and services. It's really,
right.
You could even make the case that it's a servant-oriented enterprise. You have to serve. You have to deliver something that people want at a price they're willing to pay in order for the business,
to prosper.
Yeah, to prosper.
Well, you also have, and I need to find this, Steve Bannon about, I don't know, it's probably been at least 6 years now, gave a speech wherein he talked about the tie between capitalism and morality, and he presented a moral capitalism. The idea being, because people were attacking capitalism and claiming that it's all about greed and it's selfish and it's all these different things, and Steve was saying, no, there are, as in any system, individuals that have ulterior motives or what have you, but that at the end of the day, what actually makes capitalism attractive and what makes it work is that there is a moral baseline, a moral guideline that guides someone in a pure capitalistic sense.
Well, capitalism really brings out a lot of the great, the godly qualities in human nature. First of all, you've got to have, honesty and integrity. You've got to deliver a product. You've got to describe and deliver what you say you're going to do.
Right.
Typically, in transactions today, there's a big trust element. If I put that order in online for something, of course, the order won't be fulfilled until you put your credit card in. But there are a lot of businesses gets done over the phone where it's a verbal commitment to something.
Well, I thought you were going to go too. I mean, when you talk about, okay, you put your credit card in, that's still trust.
Yes.
Because you're trusting that they're going to take the money off of your credit card. You're trusting that transaction is going to be clean. So you're trusting the entity that does that transaction. Then you're trusting the merchant that they're actually going to receive those funds and that they're going to send you what's been promised, having taken your money.
That's right. Yep. Yep. So there's trust everywhere along that line.
Sure. And so, and that requires the morality that we were talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break up the...
When we contrast that with socialism, and I think this is a worthwhile discussion on Labor Day. Socialism, no one owns any property. So you don't have a foundation for an economic system without ownership of property. When you have ownership of property, you have all the things that go with that. You have stewardship, how those resources are, how that property is taken care of and managed, right? But when no one owns anything, nobody cares either. So if you want to see what a socialist society can tend to devolve to, look at a public bathroom. Nobody takes care of it. It gets run down and dirty and so forth. And that's the sad reality of the socialist enterprise, is that it doesn't, it tends to devolve.
It's worse than Jesus's comment about what happens between an owner versus a hireling, right?
Yes.
No doubt. All right. I apologize, but we've run out of time. Scott Powell, rediscoveringamerica.net. Encourage you to get over there, get the book, rediscoveringamerica.net, on this, our lovely Labor Day, and remembering God calls us to work, and he who doesn't work doesn't eat. So it is important for us to be at labor. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And We pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.